Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Je vais vous donner
to set the anointing aflame in your life.
Je vais vous donner la clé qui va allumer l'onction dans ta vie.
And that key is what I call honor.
Et la clé, c'est l'honneur.
Mark chapter 6.
Marc chapitre 6.
Let's read from verse Mark chapter 6. Let's read from verse 1 and 2.
Verset 1 et 2.
Read it in English.
And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Jésus partit de là et se rendit dans sa patrie. Ses disciples le suivirent. Quand le sabbat fut venu, il se mit à enseigner dans la synagogue. Beaucoup de gens qui l'entendirent étaient étonnés et disaient, « D'où lui viennent ces choses? Quelle est cette sagesse qui lui a été donnée? Et comment de tels miracles se font-ils par ses mains? »
Wow.
Wow.
Jesus in his hometown was not able to activate the anointing.
Jésus dans sa ville natale n'était pas capable d'activer l'onction.
Amen.
Amen.
This verse that I read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It did not work in his hometown.
Le verset d'Isaïe 61 n'a pas marché dans sa ville natale.
Verse 3.
Verset 3.
Verse 3, Mark 6 verse 3. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, all right? The brother of James, and are not these his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And verse 4.
Verse 4.
Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin. And his own house.
Mais Jésus leur dit, un prophète n'est méprisé que dans sa patrie, parmi ses parents et dans sa maison. Verset 4.
Verse 5.
Verset 5.
Read it.
And he could do there no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Il ne put faire là aucun miracle, si ce n'est qu'il imposa les mains à quelques malades et les guérit.
He could there do no mighty works. In other words, the anointing could not do mighty works.
L'onction ne pouvait pas marcher et faire des miracles.
Save or except that he laid his hands on a few sick folk.
Si ce n'est qu'il imposa les mains à quelques malades.
Is that not amazing?
N'est-ce pas étonnant?
So there you can see this verse and this scripture is sort of a reverse lesson on the anointing.
Ce verset, c'est comme une leçon opposée de la leçon sur l'onction.
Where the anointing is not honored.
Là où l'onction n'est pas honorée.
It doesn't work.
Ça ne marche pas.
So if the anointing is not honored by you, it will not work in your life.
Si tu n'honores pas l'onction dans ta vie, ça ne va pas marcher dans ta vie.
So honor for the anointed and his anointing.
Donc l'honneur pour l'oint et son onction
is something so important that every one of us who wants to be anointed, who wants the anointing to work, who wants to do mighty works, must decide to honor the anointing.
Celui qui cherche l'onction, qui veut que l'onction marche pour lui, doit honorer l'onction.
How many believe Jesus was like genuinely anointed?
Combien croient que Jésus était vraiment oint?
Somebody who could raise the dead after 4 days.
Quelqu'un qui pouvait ressusciter les morts après 4 jours.
Do you know anybody like that?
Tu connais quelqu'un comme ça?
One day I went for a crusade and they brought dead people.
Un jour je suis allé à une croisade, ils ont amené des morts, des cadavres.
Hey. I ran away.
J'ai fui.
And these are not people who have been exhumed.
C'était pas des gens qui ont été exhumés de la terre.
These are freshly dead people.
Des morts frais, des cadavres frais.
That they wanted me to raise.
Qui voulait que je ressuscite.
Jesus went with people and said, "Take me to the national cemetery."
Jésus est allé avec des gens, ils sont allés à la cimetière nationale.
The national cemetery?
Cimetière national?
Yes, I mean the national cemetery.
Oui, je veux dire la cimetière national.
When they got to the national cemetery,
quand ils sont arrivés à la cimetière national,
Jesus said, "Start digging."
Jésus a dit, commence à creuser.
What?
Quoi?
Today is Thursday.
Aujourd'hui c'est jeudi.
The funeral was on Saturday.
Le funérail était samedi.
4 days.
4 jours.
Are you serious? I said, start digging.
Est-ce que tu es sérieux? J'ai dit, commence à creuser.
It's been in there, hot.
Il était là, il faisait chaud.
Do you know that there is no air? It's very hot underground.
Est-ce que tu sais qu'il n'y a pas d'air? Il fait très chaud sous la terre.
Hein? Bring him out.
Fais-le sortir.
Time to show anointing.
C'est le temps de montrer ce que c'est l'onction.
Power.
La puissance.
Where was Jesus doing this? Where was it that this big anointing was working? Where was it working?
Où était-il alors que cette grande onction était à l'œuvre?
It was working. Look, you know, this is like sort of like the last session in a sense. So just be very alert to what is happening here.
Dans un sens,
because it's time for your anointing.
C'est le temps pour ton onction.
John 11 verse 1, look at it. Just keep watching it on the screen. That will help you.
Jean 11 verset 1.
A certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany of the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Now don't change the verse. No. This is where Jesus was coming to display like a very high level of power.
C'était ici où Jésus venait mettre à vue de tout le monde une haute niveau d'onction.
Was he coming to display this big power in a church?
Est-ce qu'il venait mettre ça à la vue de tout le monde dans une église?
No, I'm asking you an English question.
C'est une question.
This big power was going to flow around.
Cette grande puissance était sur le point de couler.
Oh, you've never been to a cemetery before? You've not?
Est-ce que tu ne connais pas la cimetière?
My uncle died a few weeks ago and his body was here a few weeks ago.
Récemment, mon oncle
est décédé.
Il y a pas très
longtemps. I can't imagine going to the cemetery this afternoon and saying dig it up.
Je peux pas imaginer.
Suppose I call all of you and I say, come on, board members and some few supporters, let's go to the cemetery.
Je ne peux pas appeler les membres du conseil et puis allons-y à la cimetière. Je vais vous montrer la puissance.
Most of you in the back, when you are following me to the cemetery, will be praying for me. Say, Lord.
Et la plupart, si vous me suivez à la cimetière, vous allez prier pour moi, dit Seigneur.
Help this man is about to disgrace himself this afternoon.
Aide cet homme, il est sur le point d'amener le disgrâce. La honte.
Jump back to Mark chapter 6 and see Jesus in the midst of skeptics.
Mark 6.
In verse 4. And verse, he says, a prophet is not with. I said, look, I can't heal here. It's not work. Anointing not flowing. Anointing will flow in your life today.
L'onction va couler dans ta vie. Mais ici, ça ne coulait pas.
Anointing not flowing.
L'onction ne coulait pas.
Dear bishops and wonderful pastors who are here, I'm showing you a master key to bring out of you and to bring to you great and powerful anointings.
Je vous donne une clé principale pour faire sortir de toi et venir à toi une grande onction.
Jesus felt no flow to minister in Mark 6. He said, you know, I don't feel, even the sick, those with the few sick folk, and Kenneth Hagin said in the vision, Jesus told him they were minor illnesses, they were not really serious illnesses.
Quand en Marc 6, Jésus n'avait pas ce désir, il ne croyait pas que cette onction allait marcher là où il était. C'était des maladies.
Now comes simples. Raising of a decomposed dead body.
Maintenant, il devait exhumer, ressusciter un cadavre.
Who is he going to do it for?
Et il va le faire pour qui?
Who is qui? He going to do, like, where is the anointing, like this big anointing which couldn't flow in Mark 6? Where is it going to flow? Like, in which environment is it going to flow?
Cette grande onction qui ne pouvait pas se manifester en Mark 6 devait se manifester où?
And in front of who is it going to flow?
Et devant qui est-ce que ça doit se manifester?
You see the answer in verse 2.
Le verset et dans le verset 2.
It was that Mary.
C'est Marie.
Which anointed the Lord with ointments.
Qui a oint l'Éternel d'huile.
And wiped his feet et with her hair. Whose brother Lazarus was sick.
C'était cette Marie qui oignit de parfum le Seigneur et qui lui essuya les pieds avec ses cheveux.
That is the place.
C'est l'endroit
where the mighty, you see, that's where the mighty power.
C'est là où la puissance.
Yes, it was that. You see, you may think of there are different Marys. It was that Mary.
Il y a différentes Maries. C'était cette Marie.
Which anointed the Lord.
Qui oignit le Seigneur.
Ointment.
De parfum.
You see, the reason some of you pastors, you are heavily anointed. But you minister to people who despise you.
Vous êtes lourdement oint. Mais vous exercez devant un peuple qui vous méprise, qui te méprise.
Anyone who ministers to people who don't respect you, is as you become like anointing free type of, I mean, dry. You are like a dry tree.
Si vous exercez devant un peuple qui ne te respecte pas, vous serez comme quelqu'un qui est sec et libre de toute onction.
One once I had a vision and God showed me my stomach. My stomach opened. There was hinges here. And my stomach opened wide like this. From here to here. Open wide.
Une fois, j'avais une vision et mon ventre est ouvert comme ça, comme si c'était une porte.
When my stomach opened like a door, there was not even one intestine in my stomach.
Quand ma,
in the vision.
Mon ventre s'est ouvert, dans cette vision, il n'y avait même pas de, d'intestin.
There were three cables from here down. One, two, thick, these huge electrical armor cables. And each of them was sizzling.
Il y avait trois grands câbles dans mon ventre et chacun de ces câbles grésillait de puissance et de force.
Some of you pastors, I tell you, you know, that is why I try to show pastors respect. I don't want anybody to feel lower. You see, pastors are constantly, you are nothing, shut up, you were anointed. Who made you a pastor? Why are you? You are nobody. This is a constant spirit. Affecting pastors all the time, all the time.
Il y a un esprit constant qui affecte les pasteurs. Les gens nous méprisent.
Where the anointing is honored, that is where you see the bigness of the power that it is.
Là où l'onction est reçue, honorée, c'est là où tu verras la grandeur de l'onction.
It was that Mary. Jesus was doing this miracle for two girls.
Jésus faisait cette miracle pour deux filles.
The maker of Neptune.
Le créateur de Neptune
was in town. The maker of Jupiter was in town.
Le créateur de Jupiter était en ville.
The creator of Mars. The maker of the sun.
Créateur de
was walking in town.
Le soleil était en ville.
Some of you, there's enough power in you, I don't know, to preach to crusades, to thousands, to heal, to do things.
Il y a en vous la puissance de faire des croisades, de guérir beaucoup de choses.
But you are not honored. You are not honored.
Vous n'êtes pas honoré.
You are not honored.
Vous n'êtes pas honoré.
And because you are not honored,
parce que tu n'es pas honoré,
you become like Jesus in Mark 6 and verse 4.
Tu deviens comme Jésus en Marc 6, 4.
He couldn't. You could not.
Il ne pouvait
not
pas.
He would not. He could not.
Pas, il ne voulait pas. Say, mais
receive
il ne
it. It doesn't work.
Pouvait pas. Quand il dit reçois, ça ne marche pas.
Receive it. Doesn't work. No, nobody. One day, a pastor said to somebody, "Receive it." It didn't work, and the man asked him, "Receive what?"
Un jour, le pasteur receive a dit, what? "Reçois," et ça n'a pas marché. Il a dit, mais reçois quoi?
Receive what?
Reçois quoi? Said,
receive it. Receive what? The man was saying, "Receive what?"
Reçois quoi? Tu veux que je reçoive quoi?
So this one, it's two ways. So you receiving the anointing,
ça va dans les deux
and
sens.
You ministering the anointing, it's like an environment where the anointing starts to feel free.
C'est un environnement où l'onction se sent libre.
It's sur... where the anointing is honored.
C'est là où
when you are honored and the anointing is honored.
C'est là
you are like a magician.
Là où il y a l'onction, l'onction est honorée, tu es comme un magicien.
I never want to hear any of you ever when somebody comes to preach in your church. Don't allow it. Don't allow anybody to make a comment.
Ne permet pas à ce que les gens passent des commentaires quand quelqu'un vient prêcher chez vous.
Sarcastic.
Sarcastic.
Negative.
Négative.
About anybody. Who stands in the pulpit and speaks? Never. Don't even tolerate it. Don't let church members come and tell you that man, what did he preach? We didn't see what he didn't quote enough scriptures.
Ne permet pas, n'accepte pas que les fidèles viennent te dire, mais cet homme que tu as invité, il n'a même pas cité de verset.
If you allow it, you are allowing people, you are teaching people to despise preaching, despise pastors, criticize people behind their back, and dishonor the anointing and his anointed.
Si tu fais cela, tu es en train d'apprendre aux gens comment critiquer, comment mépriser les pasteurs et critiquer l'onction aussi dans leur dos.
I hope you are understanding me.
Est-ce que vous me comprenez?
I'm showing you, look, when you get this key, you you are going to become, you see, the anointing will work in your life, in your world.
Quand
you will become anointed heavily with waves of anointing.
Quand tu reçois cette révélation, cette clé, l'onction sera large sur ta vie.
Verse 3. So, therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, these are two girls.
Deux filles.
Jesus is not going to work in a church.
Jésus ne va pas travailler dans une ville.
What a blessing.
C'est une bénédiction. C'est une bénédiction.
Wow. Archbishop, you are welcome.
Archevêque.
I didn't know he was coming. I thought he had traveled out of town.
Je croyais qu'il avait voyagé.
Surprise, surprise. Clap for Jesus. What a wonderful
surprise. Acclame Jésus. Quelle surprise.
All right. I believe he's going to say hello to us at the right time.
Il va nous saluer au bon moment.
So I'm just going to finish what I'm sharing. Amen.
Donc je vais juste terminer ce que j'ai commencé.
Do you want to hear about the activation of the anointing? All right. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.
Asseyez-vous, asseyez-vous, asseyez-vous.
Bishop Titi Ofe, you're also welcome. Thank you. What a blessing. Now, I am sharing with you about something that activates and sets aflame the anointing.
Je vous annonce quelque chose qui va déclencher et activer l'onction.
And that thing is honor, honor,
et
honor.
Cette chose,
honor,
c'est
honor.
L'honneur.
Jesus was about to show high levels of power.
Jésus était sur le point de montrer un autre niveau d'onction, de puissance.
How many want high levels of power to come in your direction?
Combien cherche un autre niveau d'onction dans ta direction?
High levels.
Des hauts niveaux.
I want high levels of power to come.
Je veux des hauts niveaux de puissance dans ma vie.
I want you to know high levels of anointing and high levels of power come and flow where the anointing is honored.
Les hauts niveaux de puissance et les hauts niveaux d'onction viennent là où l'onction est honorée.
Compare always Mark 6 and John 11. Then you see the effect of honor on the anointing.
Mark 6, 11, tu peux comparer. Et Mark 11, tu peux comparer comment l'onction est reçue.
Amen.
Amen. Au niveau.
Now, I want to see where is Jesus, where is this type of resurrection power going to flow towards two girls?
Comment est-ce que cet niveau d'onction de puissance va se démontrer devant deux filles?
Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.
Les sœurs envoyèrent dire à Jésus, Seigneur, voici celui qui est, tu aimes est malade.
When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death.
Après avoir entendu cela, Jésus dit, cette maladie n'est point à la mort.
But for the glory of God.
Mais pour la gloire de Dieu.
Verse 5.
Verset 5.
Now,
oh,
Jesus loved Martha.
Jésus aimait Marthe.
I wish you can do something that you see that will make God love you.
J'aurais aimé que tu fasses quelque chose qui obligera Dieu à t'aimer.
Few people honor the anointing in such a way that the person you honor is touched to love you.
Il y a très peu de personnes qui honorent l'onction à un tel point où la personne est obligée à t'aimer.
I'm just speaking slowly because I want to say slowly enough for you to soak it in.
Je veux parler lentement pour que vous puissiez bien comprendre.
Now Jesus loved Martha.
Or Jésus
and her sister.
Aimait Marthe et sa sœur.
Martha.
Marthe.
Like her. He liked her.
Il l'a aimé.
And her sister.
Et sa sœur.
Look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. It was that Mary, not just somebody in town, it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment.
C'était cette Marie qui oignit de parfum le Seigneur.
And took her hair
et essuya
and wiped
avec ses cheveux.
It's something that is in the whole Bible. I mean, it is like the type of honor that she showed to Jesus.
Le genre d'honneur qu'elle a montré envers Jésus.
And everybody said it was a waste of money.
Tout le monde disait mais c'est une perte d'argent.
The person you waste money on is the person you are honoring.
La personne sur qui tu dépenses l'argent, c'est la personne que tu honores.
The person you waste money on, that's the person you are honoring.
La personne sur qui tu gaspilles l'argent, c'est la personne sur qui tu honores.
It was that Mary.
C'était cette
That's where Jesus decided to do exhuming or exhumation of dead bodies.
C'est là où Jésus a voulu
and
exhumer
recomposing
corps.
Of dead bodies. That's where for these two girls.
Pour ces deux filles, c'est là
the,
où
the rest of the crusade people, the church, no, just a few sick folk. Because he had no honor. These girls. He used to go to Martha's house. Martha would feed him. Martha fast over him.
Il allait chez Marthe et elle a pris bien soin de lui.
Martha fast over him. Martha made him. Jesus went to their house. You never heard of him going to anybody's house to go and eat.
Tu n'as jamais entendu parler de Jésus qui allait partout manger. Mais Marthe et sa sœur ont pris bien soin de lui.
The quarrel was over. The too much attention on Jesus. Are you okay? Are you this? Jesus loved Martha.
Really? Jesus.
Jesus loved Martha. He liked her. He loved her. Jesus. He loved Martha. He loved Martha. He loved. John 14:21. He that keeps my commandment. John 14:21. He that keeps my commandment.
John 14:21.
He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved off by my Father, and I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. When you love God and God loves you, God will manifest himself to you. I tell you,
tu aimes Dieu et
manifestation of God, manifestation of God, manifestation, manifestation, manifestation of power, manifestation of anointing, manifestation of glory.
Il va se manifester à toi s'il t'aime.
That's why we have so many dry trees.
C'est pourquoi dry on a des arbres secs.
There are trees that have no honor.
Il y a des arbres qui n'ont pas d'honneur.
He that loves me, he it is that loves me. If you he that loves me shall be loved up by my Father. And I will come to him and manifest. There will be manifestations. You see, it's the one that God loves. Romans 8, 28. That's the verse we are quoting always for tragedies. But read it very well. It says, all things work together for good to those who are called and to them that love God. When you love God, you see that even bad things will turn into good. A negative thing will become a good thing. Say, how is this thing possible? It is because of your love, the love that you have for God. The love that you have for God. God is watching your love for him, I tell you.
Dieu observe la manière dont tu l'aimes. C'est ton amour pour Dieu qui va le provoquer à faire de sorte que les choses concourent à ton bien. C'est par
amour.
You want to see
power? You want to be anointed and walk in power and walk in the grace? All the things we were showing in Isaiah.
Vous voulez marcher dans l'amour?
You want to see it?
Dans la
I'm showing you the master key.
Et expérimenter.
Your honor is your reflection and a manifestation of your love.
L'honneur, c'est une réflexion et une manifestation de ton amour.
Now Jesus loves. When God loves you, you are going to see far. Amazing.
Quand Dieu t'aime, tu vas voir des choses étonnantes.
Amazing.
Des choses étonnantes.
Amazing.
Étonnantes.
Eye has not seen.
L'œil n'a pas vu.
Ear has not heard.
L'oreille n'a pas entendu.
What God has prepared for Christians? No.
Ce que Dieu a préparé pour les chrétiens? Non.
Eye has not seen.
Oeil.
Ear has not heard.
N'a pas entendu.
What God has prepared for those who love him. Not everybody. It's not for everybody.
Ce n'est pas pour tout le monde.
It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Ce n'est pas pour tout
what are you
monde.
Talking about? Judas was criticizing when the woman was whatever. People were accusing that this is Jesus' girlfriend.
Les gens accusaient, ils disaient ça c'est la copine de Jésus.
It's a waste. When you love the anointed, that's when you even waste money on the person.
Quand tu aimes loin, tu vas gaspiller de l'argent sur lui.
Waste. He doesn't need it.
Il n'a pas besoin de ça, mais tu donnes.
Yes. Eye has not seen.
L'œil n'a point vu.
Ear has.
L'oreille n'a pas entendu.
Because he has set his love upon me.
Parce qu'il
have you seen it in the Bible? Because he has set his love.
Parce qu'il a
Psalm 91.
Son
because
amour.
He has set his love.
Il a mis son amour.
Shambo, sando, sando, sapalabala, bakabalandala, babandala. People who love God are ready to experience high level power.
Yes. Ceux qui aiment Dieu sont prêt à expérimenter un haut niveau de puissance.
I'll set him on high.
Je le mettrai en
because
haut.
He loves me.
Parce qu'il m'aime.
John 11, verse 2. Now, Jesus loved Martha.
Jésus aimait Martha.
Verse 3. Jesus loved Martha, or 5. And her sister. So he was about to do big. He was going to let anointing flow. Whether you need the anointing to be a minister, or whether you need it for a miracle, or whether you need it for whatever, it's coming into your life because of the honor that you have for the anointing.
Peu importe,
whatever you need it for.
Peu importe la raison pour laquelle tu as besoin de
l'onction. Whatever you need it for.
Mais ça viendra sur toi parce que tu as honoré l'onction. Ça entrera dans ta vie.
Verse 6.
Merci.
When he heard that she was sick, he stayed 2 more days because he wanted the power to be the biggest of all his miracles. This is the mother of all miracles. It was done for 2 girls. It was done for the one who bowed down and licked his feet. It was done for the one who wasted money on him. It was the one for whom Jesus said, what this woman, she will be memorialized. Whatever she has done, it will be spoken of. She has never preached. She has never healed the sick. She has never started a church. But what she had done, the honor.
C'est de cette
femme. That's what Jesus said. A prophet is not without honor. And he could not do mighty works. Mark 6:4-5. He couldn't. There was no manifestation. Where there is no honor, there's no manifestation, there's no love. When you despise somebody, you don't love the person.
Quand tu méprises quelqu'un, tu n'aimes pas cette personne.
Et when you despise somebody, you don't love the person.
Quand il n'y a pas l'amour, il n'y a pas d'honneur. Quand il n'y a pas d'honneur, il n'y a pas de manifestation.
It stirs up hatred.
Et ça ranime la haine même.
A man went to see some prostitute one day when he entered the room and he was getting ready to do whatever. The prostitute just saw the man and started laughing. Like when she saw the man coming to have whatever he had come for. When she looked at her, she started laughing. The man took a knife. You see, she despised the man's manhood. I tell you, he took a knife and cut the woman. Yes.
Un homme est allé.
To be despised is like you, it's like.
Chercher une prostituée.
It's the opposite of to be admired and to be loved.
Elle s'est moquée de lui. Il a pris un couteau, il a tué la femme. Parce qu'elle l'avait méprisé.
Yes. Verse 7. Then after that, he said to the disciples, okay, let's go now. Miracle time has come. Anointing time. Anointing is going to begin to flow in your family and your life, I tell you. And then his disciples said, no, the Jews wanted to stone you. He said, no, no problem, let's go. You let's go. It's not too dangerous for my power. Nothing can stop power when I've decided to love somebody.
Rien ne peut empêcher la puissance si j'ai décidé d'aimer quelqu'un.
Verse 10. Verse 11. This thing saith he after he said, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep.
Verset 11. Il dit, après ces paroles, il leur dit, Lazare, notre ami, dort.
Then his disciples said, if he sleep, he shall do well.
Verset 12.
Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they had spoken of him being asleep. Next verse.
Verset 13.
Then said Jesus plainly, Lazarus is dead. I want you to know clearly so that you will not say that he wasn't dead and he was sleeping. He is dead. He
dans
is
le
dead.
Verset 14, il est dit clairement que Lazare était
now
mort.
Now let us see what is going to activate the anointing. Verse 16.
Verset 16.
Then said Thomas, let us go so that we also die. Foolish, I mean this type of just talking things that are not necessary. Verse 17. People who are not going to receive anointing.
Cette manière de parler, de dire n'importe quoi.
Jesus is heading towards where he is honored. Where he is honored.
Jésus va vers là où il est honoré. Et toi, tu dis n'importe quoi.
Now, when Jesus came, they found that he had been in the grave 4 days. He was buried on Saturday, and it was Thursday.
Il était enterré samedi. C'était maintenant jeudi.
Saturday, buried on Thursday. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, 7 furlongs, okay? And many of the Jews came to comfort. They're crying. You know, after a funeral, people stay in the house for some time, then they all go. Then Martha, now, these are the people who induce miracles.
Ce sont les gens qui provoquent les miracles.
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out. And this is the one who fasts over Jesus. Jesus had some tea, some bread, some sausages, some kelewele, some meat, some omelette, some groundnut soup, and corn, some kenke, some pepper. Jesus, when she heard she went out. These are people who induce miracles. There is another group. When you are present, no miracle will happen. Anointing will never flow. Mark 6 people.
Les gens de Marc 6, vous n'allez jamais expérimenter le miracle.
This is a woman who had wasted money on Jesus.
Mais c'est une
wasted money,
a gaspillé de l'argent sur Jésus.
Those of you who are pastors who are not honored, when I get a chance in your church just once, I will explain to them how important you are.
Vous les pasteurs qui ne sont pas honorés,
I get only one chance.
Donne-moi une seule occasion. Je vais leur expliquer ce que c'est honorer.
If your members are here, they will see.
Si
that when they don't honor you, nothing happens. You will be like a powerless pastor in your church always.
Si tu seras comme quelqu'un sans puissance dans ton église parce que les gens ne t'honorent pas.
She heard that Jesus was coming. She went out. Mary sat in the house.
Marie était restée à la maison.
And by the way, notice that the Bible says, and Jesus loved Martha and her sister.
Remarque que Jésus aimait Marthe et sa sœur.
And also Lazarus. But the girls were first before the boys.
Les filles sont venues avant les garçons.
Go back. Verse 21. Then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But I know that even now.
22.
I know that even now.
Même maintenant.
Whatever you ask. Like this is somebody who really believes in her pastor.
Ça c'est quelqu'un qui croit vraiment dans son pasteur.
She really believes.
Elle croyait vraiment.
Somebody who feeds him, somebody who serves him, somebody who loves him. She really believes in him.
Quelqu'un qui est au petit soin de son pasteur. Elle aime vraiment son pasteur.
Even after 4 days.
Même après 4 jours.
The other people, they don't even believe. Even when he's preaching a normal sermon, they don't believe it.
Les autres, même un sermon normal, ils ne croient pas.
Verse 23. Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again.
Jésus lui dit, ton frère.
Whatever prophecy you believe is the prophecy you will experience.
La prophétie que tu crois, c'est la prophétie que tu vas expérimenter.
Verse 24. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again on the resurrection in the last day. She was trying to quote a scripture to.
Elle essayait de citer un verset pour être spirituel.
And Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life.
Jésus a dit, non, je suis.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, he shall live.
26.
The next one.
26.
Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Next one.
27.
And she saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ. You are the Son of God. Somebody you give food to, you tell him that he's the Christ.
Quelqu'un à qui tu donnes à manger, tu lui dis qu'il est le Christ.
You are the Messiah, the Son of God.
Tu es le Messie.
Somebody you give food, he eats and then he says, is the toilet free? Can I use the toilet, please?
Quelqu'un
he goes to use toilet. He stays in the toilet for 20 minutes and comes out. You say he's the Son of God.
Quelqu'un qui mange et qui demande où sont les toilettes, il y reste 20 minutes. Et tu peux dire que c'est lui le Fils de Dieu.
Hey!
Hey!
I'm showing you where anointing works and where it doesn't flow at all.
Je te montre où l'onction fonctionne et là où ça ne fonctionne pas du tout.
And when she had said so, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly and said, Master has come.
Elle est allée voir sa sœur et dit, le maître.
She didn't say, Brother Jay has come.
Elle n'a pas dit, frère J.
She didn't say, Jésus-Lee has come.
Elle n'a pas donné un petit nom à Jésus et dit, Jésus-Lee est arrivé.
She didn't say, Brother J.
Elle n'a pas dit, frère J.
She said, the master.
Elle a dit,
you
le
can
maître.
See honor from the words
tu
that
peux
a
même,
person speaks. You can see the honor in the mouth.
Tu peux même voir l'honneur au travers des mots.
As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Verse 30. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him.
Yes, 31.
Martha was chatting with Jesus personally. Jesus loved her. Now the Jews, which were with her in the house, comforted her. When they saw that she rose up quickly, they followed her, saying that she is going to the grave to weep there. When Mary was come where Jesus was, she saw him. She fell down at his feet, saying, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Huh? And when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, he groaned in the spirit and he was troubled. Like he had feelings.
Jesus will have feelings about you, I tell you. When you love him and you honor, he also starts to become emotional about
you. Si tu aimes Jésus et tu l'honores, il devient émotionnel te concernant.
Emotional. Not that me not care in faith. What did they say? They said today is pastor's appreciation. They said we should all bring offering. So here is the offering.
Donc qu'est-ce qu'ils ont dit qu'on devait faire?
They said we should all bring 100 CDs. Yes, your 100 CDs.
Ils ont demandé que tout le monde apporte l'argent. Non, voici ton argent.
And he said, where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and let's go and put some flowers on the grave to honor him. Jesus started crying.
Verset 35, Jésus pleura.
God,
Dieu,
God is moved.
Dieu est touché.
God is moved.
Il est
people
touché.
Who love him. There are few people on this earth, I tell you.
Yeah.
Few people like God.
Il y a très
few
peu de personnes qui aiment Dieu.
Few people honor Jesus. Nobody, all these disciples, and I tell you, they were just trainees. The few people loved Jesus as he was on earth. Few loved Jesus like Martha and Mary.
Aimait Jésus comme Marthe le faisait.
And he knew it. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, all the disciples ran away, including Peter, Thomas, Judas. Everybody was out. The girls were there.
C'était les filles qui étaient présentes lorsqu'il était crucifié.
Mary, Martha, all of them, they were all there. Jesus wept.
Jésus pleura.
Then said the Jews, everybody could see, oh, how he loved him.
Voyez comment il les aimait.
Verse 37. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?
37.
Jesus therefore came groaning himself and came to the grave. It was a cave. 38. And a stone lay upon it.
38.
And Jesus said, take away the stone.
39. Take away the stone. La pierre.
I am, power is just about to flow in this area.
La puissance est sur le point de couler.
Listen, anybody here who is in the ministry,
si tu es dans le ministère,
this is how power and anointing is going to flow in your life.
C'est comme ça tu auras la puissance et l'onction dans ta vie.
How many want big power of big anointings to flow in your life?
Combien veulent une grande onction et une grande puissance dans leur vie?
Jesus called the people. Call the guys with the pickaxe. Start digging. Start digging. I'm coming to exhume the dead.
Jésus a dit, il faut chercher ceux qui peuvent creuser. Je viens exhumer le corps.
Exhuming of corpses.
Exhumation des corps.
Exhuming.
Exhumer.
You see, three miracles are involved here. One.
Il y a trois miracles ici.
The spirit which has gone to heaven or hell has to be called back from behind Neptune and all those places to come back.
L'esprit qui est allé au ciel ou en enfer doit être rappelé.
Number two,
pour venir dans
these are senior miracles.
Ce sont des grands miracles.
Advanced miracles.
Des
number
miracles.
Two, the decomposed body. You see, like when you leave meat, it gets rotten after some days. Yes, it's what we call in medical terms autolysis. It dissolves within the meat and starts to smell. 4 days.
Pendant 4 jours, la viande pourrit.
One medical student committed suicide when I was in medical school. We found him after 4 days. The whole hostel was stinking. I mean, everybody thought there was a dead rat, but it was a student. When they opened after 4 days, just like Laura, he was swollen, lying on the floor, swollen.
Il y avait
and everywhere was smelling.
Qui a commis le suicide quand on était à l'école de médecine. Après 4 jours, on a découvert le corps, l'endroit puait.
This is not the healing of somebody's back. We are talking of recomposing a decomposed body.
Ce n'est pas une guérison de maux de dos. C'est refaire le corps humain.
And the third miracle is that the disease which killed Lazarus has to be healed instantly. Otherwise, Lazarus would die immediately and he would need to be resurrected every
2 minutes.
Et après, il fallait guérir la maladie dont il est mort. Sinon, il allait tomber encore malade et mourir de nouveau.
Clap for Jesus about to perform powerful miracle. Jesus is about to do a great miracle in your life.
Jésus est sur le point de faire un grand miracle dans ta vie.
So Jesus said, remove the stone. Remove the stone.
Il a dit, ôtez la pierre.
Jesus said, did I not say that if you believe, you should see the glory? This was his personal discussions. And they took away the stone.
41.
And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, this power, power. Look,
puissance.
You people, you don't know what it means. I tell you, I was in Colombia once. They heard that the dead were raised the day before. The next day I came, they brought dead people, ambulances. There were more ambulances than cars.
Il y avait plus d'ambulances que de voitures quand j'étais en Colombie.
When I saw them, I ran away. I tell
quand
you.
J'ai vu ça, j'ai fui.
But Jesus,
mais Jésus,
he said, open, open. Bring it out.
Amen.
Bring it out.
Fais-le sortir.
And he said, Father, I thank you. Verse 42.
42.
I knew that you always hear me, but because of the people around. Verse 43.
43.
And when he had thus spoken, he said, Lazarus. Lazarus.
Lazare.
Who had decomposed.
He était décomposé.
Recompose now.
Il était recomposé.
Recompose. This is power. This is power.
Par la puissance.
I call your spirit from Neptune and other planets wherever you are.
J'appelle ton esprit de
come
là où
back.
Il est. Sors.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Verse 44.
44.
And he that was dead came forth.
Le mort sorti.
His face was bound with a napkin.
Son visage enveloppé d'un linge.
You know, grave clothes. When people die, they put newspapers into the trousers.
Quand les gens meurent, ils mettent les journaux.
So that it's straight.
Dans le pantalon pour que ça reste raide.
So many things they do to the dead.
Beaucoup de choses qu'ils font aux morts.
Grave clothes.
Des habits de mort.
So he came. You will see power. You will see power in
tu
your life.
Tu verras la puissance au nom de Jésus.
Loose him and let him go.
Relâche.
And many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him.
45.
Amen.
Plusieurs des Juifs qui étaient venus vers Marie
yes,
et
yes, yes.
Jésus
you may be seated.
Crurent en lui.
What is honor?
Qu'est-ce que c'est l'honneur?
Number one, honor is to think well of a person, to hail someone and to praise someone. I'm reading from the dictionary.
Honorer, c'est de penser, avoir de bonnes pensées envers quelqu'un et de le louer.
Therefore, to dishonor someone is to accuse him, blame him, disgrace him, humiliate, disrespect, and condemn.
Donc, déshonorer, c'est de haïr, détester, embarrasser et détester la personne.
What is honor? Number two, to honor someone is to recognize and memorialize a person. All these are definitions from the dictionary.
Honorer, c'est de reconnaître et mémorialiser la personne.
Memorialize a person, his worth, his works, and his accomplishments. Memorialize it.
Mémorialiser sa valeur, ses œuvres et ses accomplissements.
Amen. Amen.
Esther chapter 6, verse 1.
Esther 6, le verset 1.
On that night, the king could not sleep.
Cette nuit-là, le roi ne pouvait pas dormir.
And he commanded to bring the book of the records, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to kill the king. And the king said, what honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this?
Verset 3, le roi dit,
what honor?
Distinction et d'honneur Mardochée a-t-il reçu pour cela?
Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done, nothing has been done for him.
Le serviteur dit, rien n'a été fait, il n'a rien reçu.
What honor has been done for Mordecai? Mordecai has done a great work.
Mardochée
he saved the king from being killed. The question is, what honor has been done for Mordecai? You see, when you take a pastor and you are honoring him, you have to ask yourself a question, what honor has been done for him?
Quand tu prends un pasteur et tu te demandes, mais quel est l'honneur qui lui a été accordé?
Yes. What honor and dignity? Somebody who has done such, saved your life.
Quelqu'un qui t'a sauvé la vie.
A pastor rebukes the demons over your life.
Un pasteur, il chasse les démons
sur your soul and your family and your children. And you are asking your marriage, and you are. And we, the question we are asking is, what honor?
Un pasteur qui prend soin de toi, ta famille, tes enfants.
What honor and dignity has that been done to Mordecai?
Quelle est la marque de distinction et d'honneur qui a été accordée?
You see, pastors, I'm telling you, until you also teach your members to do honor and dignity to those who have ministered according to the word of God, those who have labored, those who have fed you the word of God, have taught you what honor and dignity is done to him for this work he has done.
Quelle marque de distinction a été faite pour celui qui a fait cette grande chose de protéger le roi de la mort?
Then the king's servant said, nothing.
Le serviteur a dit, il n'a rien reçu.
Many pastors are like Mordecai. They have done great things and nothing has been done for them.
Beaucoup de pasteurs sont comme Mardochée. Ils ont fait de grandes choses, mais rien n'a été fait pour eux.
True or not true?
Vrai ou pas vrai?
Oh, you don't understand my message.
Vous ne comprenez pas le message?
Verse 4.
Verset 4.
And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman, a wicked man, had come into the outward court to speak to the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows. Like they were trying to rather kill the pastor, which is what happens to pastors. Like instead of the honor and the dignity, they're trying to hang pastors on the gallows.
Au lieu de honorer et l'accorder une marque de distinction, ils cherchent à tuer les pasteurs.
They have prepared gallows to hang, destroy, attack, fight, instead of honor and dignity, a good person. Look what he has done.
Ils veulent faire pendre des bonnes personnes comme les pasteurs au lieu de les honorer.
Anybody who is a pastor will understand this.
Tout le monde qui est pasteur.
That's why anointing doesn't work.
C'est pourquoi l'onction ne marche pas.
Where the anointing is not honored, that is where it doesn't work.
C'est quand l'onction n'est pas honorée, ça ne marche pas.
Verse 5.
Verset 5.
And the king's servant said, oh, it's them, Haman who is outside.
And le serviteur a dit, c'est Haman qui est dehors.
Call Haman for me. Call Haman.
Appelle
so Haman came and the king said to him, please, how explain to me the principles of honor. Which is what shall be done? I hope you are seeing this. Anything that is not in the Bible, don't listen to it. What is in the Bible you follow? I beg you. What shall be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor?
C'est le verset 6.
Define honor, Haman. Define honor.
Amon doit définir maintenant ce que c'est honorer. Qu'est-ce qu'il faut faire pour honorer un homme?
Define honor so that we can implement honor this afternoon.
Honorez-le cet après-midi.
Next verse.
Verset suivant.
And Haman said, this is easy.
Haman a dit, mais c'est facile.
For the man whom the king delighted to honor.
Pour un homme que le roi veut honorer.
Number one.
Numéro un.
Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor.
Jésus a dit,
only in his own church.
Le prophète.
And where there is no honor, there are no mighty works. Where there is honor, there are mighty works. Go and ask Mary and Martha.
Faut demander à Marie et Marthe, là où il y a l'honneur, il y a des grands miracles.
Amen. There's exhumation, a miracle. Let, number one, let royal apparel be brought, which the king useth to wear. Like, he must move into royalty.
Il faut maintenant devenir la royauté. Verset 8.
Haman has eternally defined honor for all believers.
Haman a défini maintenant ce que c'est honorer. Un vêtement royal.
Now the horse,
le cheval,
that the king rideth upon,
sur lequel le roi monte.
They didn't lower the standards at all. What is the best car?
Quelle est la meilleure voiture?
That the king himself uses.
Le roi lui-même utilise.
If you are a good church member, you will want for the highest for your pastor.
Si tu
not all. Why? Who does he think he is? You see, where is who does he think he is? All those are evil spirits. Read your Bible. Look, if I'm saying, why are you looking at me with four eyes? If I'm saying something is in the Bible, take it. If it's not in the Bible, you reject it.
Si je dis quelque chose qui n'est pas dans la Bible, il faut le rejeter. Si c'est dans la Bible, il faut accepter.
The horse,
le cheval,
that the king rideth,
que le roi monte.
Bring one.
Faut amener.
Now.
Maintenant.
When God touches your heart to honor God's servant with the most beautiful and wonderful car, it is whether he uses it or not. Whether he uses it or not.
Peu importe s'il
utilise. You are walking in honor.
Et tu essaies de honorer l'homme de Dieu. Peu importe ce qu'il fait avec le don que tu fais. Tu marches dans l'honneur.
One day some people honored me with a very fantastic car. I never even opened. I said, away. Thank you, the honor I receive. God will bless you. But I can't drive that car.
Une fois quelqu'un m'a honoré.
But it doesn't matter whether I drive it or not. That's not the point.
Une très belle voiture. Ce n'est pas important si j'utilise ou pas. Ce qui est important, c'est l'honneur.
The one you waste money on is the one you honor.
La personne sur qui tu dépenses l'argent, c'est la personne que tu honores.
And the crown royal, which is set upon his head.
Et la couronne royale.
And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man who the king delighteth to honor.
Yes, enough.
Like he should have princes as his servants.
Faut qu'il ait des princes comme serviteurs.
An honored person should have certain princes to help him.
Quelqu'un qui est honoré doit avoir des chefs pour serviteurs.
And bring him on horseback through the street of the city. And proclaim before him, announce, say good things about him as he's coming by.
Il faut dire des bonnes choses à son sujet.
And say, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor.
C'est ainsi que l'on fait à l'homme que le roi veut honorer.
Is it fantastic or is it not fantastic?
Est-ce que c'est fantastique ou pas?
That is why we are not experiencing. You see, some of you may be, look, I love the anointing, but you wouldn't waste money on the anointing.
Vous aimez l'onction, mais vous n'allez pas dépenser pour avoir l'onction.
Or on the anointed.
Ou sur loin.
One of the greatest things you can ever do is to honor the anointed.
Une des plus grandes choses que tu peux faire, c'est de honorer loin lui-même.
Yes. You see, people use Galatians 6:7 to curse people.
Les gens utilisent Galates 6:7 pour maudire les gens.
When somebody does something, you say, you will reap what you sow.
Quand quelqu'un fait quelque chose, tu dis, tu vas récolter ce que tu sèmes.
But Galatians 6:7 is the verse that comes after Galatians 6:6.
Mais c'est le verset qui vient après Galates 6:6.
What does Galatians 6:6 say? Let the one who is taught in the word communicate all this and all verses share to the one who teacheth.
Que celui à qui l'on enseigne.
All good things.
Fasse part de tous ses biens. À celui
then
qui l'enseigne.
Comes verse 7. This
après
is the greatest sowing and reaping verse you have in the whole Bible. For what? Be not deceived. Be not deceived.
Ne vous y trompez pas. Ne vous y trompez
be not
pas.
Deceived. Don't be deceived about, if you want to be deceived, don't be deceived about this.
Ne vous y trompez
pas. Whatsoever a man soweth.
Ce
this is what he shall reap. You see, when you honor an anointed, why will you not also be honored?
Si tu honores
some of you,
loin, tu seras loin aussi.
Look, some of you have never honored anyone.
Tu n'as jamais, il y a certaines personnes qui n'ont jamais honoré quelqu'un.
How will you ever be honored?
Comment est-ce que toi tu seras honoré?
Honor is actually one of the great seeds and one of the great harvests you can ever have.
Honorer, c'est une des plus grandes semences et plus grandes récoltes que un homme puisse avoir.
Yes. One day,
un jour,
I went to visit Archbishop. It's not because he's here, you know, I keep telling you.
C'est pas parce
yesterday
qu'il est
I
là.
Mentioned his name. He was not, I didn't know he was even in Ghana.
Il n'était pas là hier, mais j'ai mentionné son nom.
It was his birthday and he was having a party.
C'était son anniversaire, il fêtait.
When we finished,
quand
I said I was
fini,
leaving. He said, no, let me come with you. I'll come with you to the car.
M'accompagner à ma voiture.
When I turned to say, bye-bye, thank you for everything. We had a nice time. He suddenly lifted up his hands like this.
Quand je voulais juste dire au revoir, il a levé les mains.
And he said,
il a dit,
may you be celebrated as you came to celebrate me. May you also be celebrated.
Alors que tu es venu me célébrer, toi aussi tu seras célébré comme
honor
tu l'as fait pour moi.
Some of you never celebrate. You've never celebrated a man of God. You want to be a man of God who will be celebrated.
Tu veux être un homme de Dieu qui sera célébré et tu n'as jamais célébré qui que ce soit.
And when you are honoring a man of God, you honor the man of God with as little as possible, like the barest minimum possible.
Et si tu veux honorer, tu honores avec le peu possible.
But when Haman was asked, how do you honor? Hey, he went to town. Oh.
Mais quand Haman, on a demandé à Haman, il a vraiment parlé.
Most of us we don't receive a certain kind of honor because a certain type of honor. You know, one day God said to me, when somebody comes to preach and you are giving the person an offering, you know, not like this conference, this is not that type of conference. He said, always give the person from a certain amount onwards. I remember. It was like God was trying to increase my honor. I didn't know. I said, oh, but it's expensive, you know.
Dieu m'a dit que lorsque quelqu'un vient pour une conférence, il faut honorer cette personne pas avec moins de une certaine somme.
From that time,
à partir de ce temps,
whatever honor I received became nothing less than 10, 20 times more. The same thing. More mysterious. You see, honor is one of the. You see, you rarely honor anybody, and you rarely be honored in your life.
Toi, tu n'honores rarement quelqu'un, et tu seras rarement honoré. Dieu m'a parlé, m'a demandé de donner une certaine somme.
An anointing doesn't flow in your direction.
Et c'est pourquoi l'onction ne coule pas dans ta direction.
To honor someone,
quand tu vas honorer quelqu'un,
is to memorialize, celebrate, praise. Ask him and he explained it. I don't have to explain it.
C'est de honorer, célébrer, louer quelqu'un. Demande à Amon. Il sait bien comment expliquer.
Some of you are wondering, why doesn't anointing come? Why doesn't anointing come? Why doesn't anointing come to me? I receive anointing. Look.
Pourquoi je ne reçois pas l'onction?
Ask Martha and Mary.
Demande à Marthe et Marie.
Why big anointing came to their house to manifest there? Ask them.
Pourquoi
ask
une
them what they did.
Onction est venue chez eux.
Ask them what they did.
Demande ce qu'il a fait.
Few men of God are really honored. Few.
Il y a très
few,
peu d'hommes de Dieu qui
few
sont
men of God have a type of anointing that comes, flows out of them.
Il y a few. Très peu d'hommes de Dieu qui ont une qui dégagent une certaine onction.
Few are even by their own church, by their own associates, by their own pastors, even their own children.
Même leurs propres enfants, il y a très peu qui sont honorés.
My son was telling me the other day, he said, you know, Daddy, I was watching a message. He said, it was so powerful. So powerful.
Et sa maman, mon fils,
and I was asking myself, where has this message been all along?
Il y a mon fils qui me disait qu'il suivait un message. C'était tellement puissant, il se demandait où se trouvait ce message avant.
Then in the film, the video started to move.
Et dans le film, le caméraman bougeait.
And there he was in the film. He was sitting there. He was there when I was preaching, but he couldn't see the anointing. It's now that his eyes have opened that he's seen that it was a very powerful message.
Et lui-même, il était assis dans la salle.
Your eyes are opening.
Mais il n'a pas vu que c'était un message puissant.
My dear interpreter is tired. Shall I continue or you are...
Est-ce que je peux continuer?
To honor someone,
pour honorer quelqu'un,
is to give them notice and to give attention to someone because he is worthy of it.
De prêter l'attention à quelqu'un parce que la personne est digne de ça.
Leviticus 19 verse 32. Leviticus 19 verse 32. Is the microphone good? Can you hear him?
Hello? Okay.
Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head. What version? What is hoary head? Is it gray? Change the version. Yeah, gray-headed. Gray-headed.
Vous allez vous élever devant la personne avec les cheveux gris.
And honor the presence of an old man.
Et honorer la présence d'un vieux.
Honor the presence of
honorer la présence d'un vieux.
Amen. That's why I honor Dr. Machwangan. He's 70 years old.
C'est pourquoi je honore Dr. Machwangan parce qu'il a 70 ans.
Look, all of you other board members, I don't honor you in the same as I honor him. I honor you, but this one is 70.
Il a 70 ans.
Something years old.
70
he's our quel? Father. And I'll stand before the gray-headed. And I will honor. And I can see Bishop Harris is also gray-headed.
Je veux
that's
lever,
the right thing.
Et je
that's
veux
the right thing to do. That's
la,
the right thing to do.
C'est la bonne chose à faire.
That's the right thing to do.
C'est la bonne
shall
chose
honor
à faire.
The presence of an old man.
Honorer la présence d'un vieux.
Yes.
Oui.
We shall honor. And you see his finger, it means to God be the glory. He taught us.
Vous voyez son doigt. Son doigt, à Dieu soit la gloire. C'est lui qui nous a enseigné ça.
He has preached with Billy Graham, Kenneth Hagin, or Robert, all these, the T.L. Osborne.
Il a prêché avec Billy Graham, T.L. Osborne, et toutes ces personnes.
To honor is to give attention.
Honorer, c'est prêter attention.
Notice the presence of a person.
De noter la présence de quelqu'un.
That's why when the Archbishop came in, I noticed his presence.
C'est pourquoi quand
most of you went out to toilet and you came, I didn't mind you. But yeah. When he came, I honor him.
Beaucoup sont sortis, je n'ai pas.
Give the Lord a clap of you.
Acclamez le Seigneur.
Number four.
Numéro 4.
To honor someone.
Honorer quelqu'un.
Is to look up to someone.
C'est lever la tête à quelqu'un.
To dishonor.
Déshonorer
is to disregard.
C'est de ne pas regarder à quelqu'un.
And ignore.
Et ignorer la personne.
And neglect.
Négliger.
A person's wisdom.
Quelle est la sagesse de quelqu'un.
And a person's thoughts.
Et les pensées de quelqu'un.
Yes. Honor thy father.
Honore ton père.
That's what the Bible says. It's to look up to someone.
Et voici ce que la Bible dit. Élever la tête vers quelqu'un.
To honor someone,
honorer quelqu'un,
is to yield to the person.
S'abandonner à la personne.
To agree,
de être accord,
to flow,
de suivre le flow.
Esther chapter 1, verse 15.
Esther 1, 15.
What shall we do unto the queen Vashti?
Que ferons-nous à la reine Vashti?
Because she has not performed the commandment of the king.
Car elle n'a pas obéi au commandement du roi.
And Memucan answered before the king and the princes and said, Vashti the queen has not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes when it shall be reported. And the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise, all the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes which have heard the deed of the queen, and there shall arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, therefore, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate to another that is better than she. And when the king's decree, what verse is that? Better than she?
Verse 20.
All right, and when the king's decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives,
toutes les femmes,
shall give,
rendront
unto their husbands,
à leur mari,
honor. Both to the great and the small. Small
husbands also get honor. Donc tous les maris aussi doivent avoir l'honneur.
If you honor me,
si tu me honores,
it means you comply the flow.
Ça veut dire que tu suis le flow.
Yeah.
Avec moi.
When I'm running, you run.
Quand je cours, tu cours.
When I'm jumping, you jump.
Quand je saute, tu sautes.
Come on, Vashti, let's go. Come on, we're having a party. No, no, I don't see why I should have a party now.
Allons, Vashti, on va faire une fête. Non, je ne veux pas faire fête.
The one you honor is the one you yield to.
la personne à qui tu donnes l'honneur, à la personne à, avec
when you are in a church and you don't flow with the person who is leading you, you don't honor him. Don't say you honor. Oh, we call him reverend, we call him bishop. But what he says, you don't do it. Come on, I've got a party. No, I don't see why to come. You don't come when there is a meeting. All those who don't appear for meetings.
Les gens qui ne viennent pas aux réunions.
All those who are called and they don't show up.
Les gens qui font partie de nous qui ne viennent pas.
They are vastis.
Ce sont des vastis.
Who don't honor their husbands.
Qui ne honorent pas leur mari.
Proud.
Ils sont durs.
Vasti spirit.
Ce sont l'esprit de vasti.
Yeah. She oui. Don't respect her husband.
Elle ne respecte pas son mari.
By not coming.
Et elle ne vient pas.
When your husband touches you,
quand ton mari te touche,
you are supposed to have what we call power steering.
Tu dois avoir ce qu'on appelle assisté direction. Direction assistée.
He just has to look at you like then you know what.
Il doit te regarder, tu dois savoir ce que tu dois faire.
When you honor somebody,
quand tu honores quelqu'un,
you flow.
Tu suis le flow avec
when the honor is finished,
quand l'honneur finit,
you are stiff.
Tu deviens raide.
You are hard.
Tu es dur.
You don't. You are not impressed. You don't flow.
Tu n'es plus impressionné avec la personne à la personne.
Compare that with Mary.
Faut comparer ça à Marie.
Who comes with an alabaster with expense.
Elle est venue avec la bague d'alabaster.
Not even to flow. Not to say Mary come or do this. No, she has of her own. She has come.
Elle n'était pas appelée. Elle est même venue. Elle-même.
She has taken the lead to do something.
Elle a pris le pas pour faire quelque chose.
And the opposite, you are called and you will not come.
Et le
you will not flow. You always have an opinion about everything. Husbands, those of you whose wives don't follow you when you say this. You know, one husband said something one day. He said, you know, if my wife agrees,
si mon épouse est d'accord,
it is a miracle.
C'est un miracle.
She doesn't agree with anything that I say.
Elle n'est
if
pas
I
d'accord.
Say we are going here, she will say I'll go here.
Je pars là.
It is a sign that she does not honor you. I'm telling you.
C'est un signe que ton épouse ne te honore pas.
And you have to get this message and play it in the house loud so that she hears it.
Et tu dois avoir ce message et tu dois jouer ça à la maison à haute voix afin qu'elle attende.
If you tell your husband we are going, if you tell your wife we are going to Ghana, she say, you know, well, I can't come, I'm not coming.
Tu dis à ton épouse on part au Ghana, elle dit elle ne vient pas.
Yeah.
Oui.
One day a pastor said, you know, I told his wife I want to go to South Africa. His wife said, I can't go. I have diabetes. I can't go to whatever. I have diabetes.
Je dis,
she said, you can go if you want. I'm not coming.
La femme a dit à son épouse, tu peux aller, je ne viens pas.
What does it mean? You go, I can't come.
Tu peux aller, je ne viens pas.
It is because you are enjoying what people are praying for.
Tu es en train de te réjouir dans quelque chose que les gens prient.
Your husband wants to take you somewhere.
Ton mari veut t'amener quelque part.
And you are bluffing.
Et tu es en train de se vanter.
People are praying, oh God, give me a husband.
Les gens prient,
Dieu,
donne-moi un mari.
Oh, go out with me.
Qui va sortir avec moi?
You have someone say, let's go. I don't feel like going. I want to sleep. I don't. Everything you don't want.
Tout ce qu'il dit, tu ne veux pas.
Everything you don't want it.
Tout ce qu'il dit, tu ne veux pas.
Only to come and pose as a queen.
Et après, tu viens comme une reine.
I declare the end of all vastis in the church.
Je déclare la fin de toute vastis dans l'église.
Tell the nearest lady, Charlie, if you have a vasty spirit, your days are numbered in the church.
Dis à la sœur à côté de toi, si tu as l'esprit de vasty, tes jours sont finis dans l'église.
All right. Now, I'm going to jump quickly to something. How to discern somebody who honors you?
Comment discerner quelqu'un qui t'honore?
You will adapt yourself to the person you honor.
Tu vas t'adapter à la personne qui t'honore.
Yes.
Oui.
When Pharaoh called for Joseph,
quand
Genesis 41,
a appelé Joseph, Genèse 41.
Verse 40. When Joseph called, Pharaoh called for Joseph.
Quand Pharaon a appelé Joseph,
he went and shaved.
Il est allé se raser.
He went and shaved.
Il est allé se raser.
And changed his raiment.
Et il a changé ses vêtements.
To suit the king.
Pour être accord avec le roi.
Adjustment.
Pour s'ajuster.
When a man is married to a woman who has lost honor.
Car un homme se marie à une femme qui a perdu son honneur.
She will not shave.
Elle ne se rase pas.
She will not change her apparel.
Elle ne veut pas changer sa robe.
Honor, I'm showing you.
L'honneur.
Adjustment.
S'ajuster.
Adjustment.
S'ajuster.
If you respect me,
si tu me respectes,
and you are coming into my world,
et tu viens dans
mon
monde,
adjust yourself according to me.
Tu dois t'ajuster selon moi.
If I'm somebody you are trying to communicate with,
si tu veux communiquer avec moi,
you will not say, oh, I tried to call, I couldn't get you.
Tu ne dis pas, j'ai essayé d'appeler, mais je n'ai pas eu.
Because I'm reachable by anybody who wants to reach
parce
me.
Parce que si tu veux m'avoir, tu veux m'avoir.
It's you who don't want to adjust to find out how to communicate with
c'est
me.
C'est toi qui ne veux pas t'ajuster pour m'avoir.
Yes.
Oui.
You are too big, too proud.
Tu es trop grand, trop orgueilleux.
Yes. Yes.
Oui.
If I show you this the way.
Mais on va te montrer.
Why.
Oui, comment?
But Joseph.
Mais Joseph.
The respect that he had.
Le respect
when he saw it shaved. It was he could have shaved every day, but he was not shaving.
Il
but when
se
he heard he was going to the kids, I said,
Quand il a entendu qu'il partait au roi, il a dit, Il a s'est rasé.
He found a broken bottle and started shaving.
Chercher une bouteille cassée, s'est rasé.
All wives should take notice of what it means to honor.
Toutes les épouses doivent noter ce que ça veut dire de honorer.
When you see them, as you see them looking nice in the church, when you go to the house, you see the person is like Bob Marley.
Les gens viennent à l'église jolis, mais à la maison, elles sont comme Bob Marley.
I tell you.
Je te dis.
You'll be surprised that it's the same person.
Tu seras étonné, la même personne. Tu dis, hey!
What a shock!
Quel choc!
Joseph shaved.
Joseph s'est rasé.
And had something nice to wear.
Et il a porté quelque chose de bon. Joli.
Many ladies, they look like boys at home.
Beaucoup de dames ressemblent aux garçons dans les maisons.
This is a pastor's conference. So if you are not a pastor, you are not supposed to be hearing all these things.
Ça c'est une conférence des pasteurs.
With pastors.
Si tu n'es pas pasteur, tu ne dois pas entendre certaines choses.
Esther, when she was going to marry the king,
quand elle devait se marier au roi,
she bathed for.
Elle s'est lavée avant.
More than 1 year with creams.
Plus de un an avec les crèmes.
Preparing herself.
Se préparer.
And you say you go home, you will not bath in the light.
Quand tu pars à la maison, tu ne te laves pas.
Ladies, you see, they are not bathing when they go in the night, sweating the whole day, going out, sweating, wee-wee, everything, no bathing.
Les dames ne veulent pas se laver toute la journée avec les sueurs, le pipi et tout.
Hey, 12 months according to the manner of women.
12 mois selon les manières de les femmes.
So were the days of their purification.
Ainsi étaient les jours de leur purification.
6 months.
6 mois.
With oil of myrrh. And 6 months with sweet odors.
6 mois avec des bonnes odeurs.
And with other things for the purifying of the women.
Avec autre chose qui purifie les femmes.
Purification of a woman.
La purification d'une femme.
Hey!
Hey!
Adjustment is the proof of your honor.
Sa justice est l'épreuve d'honneur.
Yes.
Oui.
You adjust to the one you are honoring.
Tu dois t'ajuster à la personne tu
when
veux honorer.
When he says come, you come in his time, not your time.
Quand il dit viens, tu viens à son temps, pas à ton temps.
Yes. You learn how to communicate with that person, not how you want to communicate.
Tu dois apprendre à communiquer avec lui, pas comme tu veux communiquer.
So I call you, but I can't get you. I send you a WhatsApp. Who told you that I use WhatsApp?
Et tu dis je t'ai appelé, tu n'as pas répondu. J'ai envoyé WhatsApp. Qui t'a dit que j'utilise WhatsApp?
The person you honor is the person you shave for. The person you dress for is the person you adjust for. You adjust for your pastor.
Yes.
You adjust for the person you honor, and yes. God has put you under that person. That person has to adjust to you.
Tu veux honorer quelqu'un, tu dois t'ajuster à la personne. Ce n'est pas la personne qui doit s'ajuster à toi.
Yes.
Oui.
I expect my bishops and my pastors to adjust to me.
J'attends.
I don't have to adjust myself to your.
Je ne dois pas m'ajuster à
mes
bishops.
You adjust your time to my time.
C'est eux qui doivent s'ajuster à moi.
You can't tell me you have a program when I need you. Adjust that one, and that's the proof that you honor me.
Tu ne peux pas dire que j'ai un programme quand j'ai besoin de toi. Tu dois changer ton temps si tu veux m'honorer.
Wow. Your selection of whom to follow is a proof of your honor.
Ta manière de sélectionner qui suivre, c'est une preuve de celui qui tu honores.
Who you have selected to listen to,
la personne tu as sélectionné pour écouter,
shows whom you honor.
Ça montre qui tu honores.
Amen.
Amen.
Amending.
Je suis en train de clôturer.
Your admiration,
ta manière d'admirer,
your love,
ton amour,
is a proof of your honor.
C'est l'épreuve de ton honneur.
Your celebration,
ta célébration,
is a proof.
C'est l'épreuve
of your honor,
de ton honneur.
That's why, in my church, if no one honors me, my church should honor me.
C'est pourquoi dans mon église, si personne ne veut m'honorer,
celebrate me.
Il doit me célébrer.
If I'm not honored anywhere.
Si je n'ai nulle part,
at least where I am the pastor,
au moins,
I must be celebrated there.
Je dois être célébré dans mon église où je suis pasteur.
And you must be celebrated in your church.
Tu dois être célébré dans ton église.
Is it amazing?
It's amazing.
Your expense.
Tes dépenses
is the proof of your honor.
C'est l'épreuve de ton honneur.
Amen. And being in Bethany,
et étant à Bethany,
in the house of Simon the leper, Mark 14,
à la maison de Simon le lépreux,
he sat at meat,
c'est de manger,
and a woman having an alabaster box of ointment and spikenard, very precious, she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment? Your expense and your waste of money is the proof of your honor.
Gaspillage ton argent, c'est l'épreuve de ton honneur.
For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence.
Your expense,
tes dépenses,
is the proof,
c'est l'épreuve
of your honor,
de ton honneur.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your presence is the proof of your honor.
Ta présence est l'épreuve de ton honneur.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, there came wise men from the east, saying, "Where is he that was born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come." We have come.
Nous sommes venus.
We have come.
Nous sommes venus.
We have come.
Nous sommes venus
to worship him.
Pour l'adorer.
Amen.
Amen.
The next verse. And when Herod heard these things, he was troubled. Satan is always troubled when God is being honored.
Satan est troublé quand les gens honorent Dieu.
Bishop Duncan Williams honors me with his presence here.
Le Bishop Duncan Williams, il me honore avec sa présence.
Amen. It's an honor.
C'est un honneur.
That's it's an honor.
C'est un honneur.
He doesn't have to come here.
Il ne doit pas venir ici.
He's just honoring me. It's just an honor to me.
C'est un honneur à moi.
What I'm doing,
c'est que
his
je
presence.
Fais.
It's sa an présence. Honor to me.
C'est un honneur.
Listen,
écoutez,
I'm about to pray for us all.
Je vais prier pour tout le monde.
But I want to say this because there's so many things in the honor thing. Yeah. It's too long to go. It's a book, you know.
C'est un livre, il y a beaucoup de choses à dire.
What I want to say is that if you want to be anointed,
si tu veux
honor the anointing.
Il faut honorer loin.
Honor the anointing.
Il faut honorer loin.
Any anointing you honor, you will see it rising up and working very wildly around you.
Quand tu
honores anointing,
une onction, ça vient à toi.
It's like petrol, you put matches on it and it's like it starts to change. It was just a calm liquid and it starts to become like fire.
Yes.
Honor is the flame.
Honor, c'est la flamme.
When you put it on it,
quand tu mets, ça prend le feu.
Without the flame, it's just looking like a calm liquid.
Sans le feu, c'est comme un liquide.
Yeah. The honor of the two girls,
l'honneur des deux filles,
Martha and Mary,
Marthe et Marie,
brought up things so wildly.
C'est ce qui a fait sortir des choses.
Big power started to be.
La grande puissance a commencé à œuvrer.
If you are spiritual,
si tu es spirituel,
let me tell you this: if you are spiritual, you will hear God telling you to honor His servants.
Si tu es spirituel, tu vas entendre Dieu te dire de honorer son serviteur.
Yes.
Oui.
Look, one day I went to Tulsa, and Kenneth Hagin was there, and I didn't feel God had told me to honor him specifically, but I just felt that it's something I wanted to just do. Just God, I felt it was a great thing.
Je me suis senti de faire quelque chose grand pour Kenneth Hagin, bien que Dieu ne m'a pas dit de faire.
Are you alive?
Oui. Okay.
I put my little offering.
J'ai mis mon offrande petite.
In dollars.
En dollars.
Dollar.
En dollar.
In my pocket.
Dans ma poche.
And I went to the church.
Je suis allé à l'église.
For a conference.
À la conférence.
That day, Kenneth Hagin spoke about his tithe.
Ce jour,
and his tithe was about $28 million.
Il a parlé de sa dîme et c'était 28 000 dollars, sa dîme.
As soon as I heard, I said, I'm wasting my money on this man, he's too rich.
Quand j'ai entendu ça, j'ai dit, je vais gaspiller mon argent sur cet homme, il est trop riche.
Because if the tithe is $28 million, then the actual income is $280 million.
Si sa dîme c'est 28 000 dollars, ça veut dire que ce qu'il a c'est 280 millions de dollars.
So I said,
j'ai dit,
never.
Jamais.
My money is going back to Africa.
Mon argent repart en Afrique.
So I went to my room that night at about 4 a.m.
4 heures matin, j'étais dans ma chambre.
The Holy Spirit woke me up.
Le Saint-Esprit m'a réveillé.
And started to rebuke me.
Il m'a réprimandé.
I said, if you are a spiritual man,
j'ai dit, si tu es spirituel,
you will learn to honor the anointing.
Tu vas apprendre à honorer l'onction.
It's something you hear God telling
c'est
you.
Quelque chose que tu vas entendre Dieu te
dire. It's unspiritual people who you can never do this. It's only a spiritual person who do that.
C'est seul un spirituel qui peut faire ça. Si tu n'es pas spirituel, tu ne peux pas faire.
Holy Spirit said to me.
Le Saint-Esprit m'a dit.
You.
Toi.
Where will you be?
Tu seras où?
If it was not for Hagen.
Si c'était pas à cause de lui.
That night in Suhum.
Et cette nuit à Suhum.
1988. As I was kneeling down.
J'étais à genoux.
In my hospital room,
dans la salle de l'hôpital,
the Holy Spirit came on me.
Le Saint-Esprit descendu sur moi.
As I was listening to Hagen,
alors que j'attendais Kenneth Hagen,
something jumped into my stomach.
Quelque chose est sauté dans mon ventre.
And I heard a voice.
J'ai entendu une voix.
The voice said,
la voix dit,
from today,
à partir d'aujourd'hui,
you can teach.
Tu peux enseigner.
From today, you
à partir
can
d'aujourd'hui,
teach.
Tu peux enseigner.
This was my chance.
C'était ma chance.
To honor the and I never had another chance.
Parce que je n'aurais pas avoir une autre chance.
This was my chance.
C'était ma chance.
Then he started to show me. Say everything you have is from the anointing.
Et il m'a montré tout ce que j'ai, c'est de cet onction.
Is that teaching anointing that brings people to give thyself holy conference in aeroplanes?
C'est
cette onction. The whole plane.
C'est cette onction qui amène les gens.
The whole plane is full.
Et tout un avion est plein.
Is that teach? He said, from today you can teach.
À partir d'aujourd'hui, tu peux enseigner.
From today, he told me. 1988, I was in medical school.
1988, j'étais à l'école de médecine.
You can teach.
Tu peux enseigner.
Now it's time to honor.
Il est l'heure de honorer.
And I say it's expensive.
Et j'ai dit c'est trop cher.
I say it's not necessary.
Ce n'est pas nécessaire.
I say it's nothing.
Ce n'est rien.
I said, wow, well, I would have been there anyway.
J'ai dit, mais j'étais là.
Hey!
Hey!
The Lord showed me, said, even your cars, your house, anything you have, it's related to this anointing. Because it's not from my family, it's not from my medical, but it's only through the anointing I'm standing here.
Le Seigneur m'a dit, même ta voiture, tout ce que tu as, ça vient de lui. Ce n'est pas de la famille. C'est ça qui me fait tenir ici.
I cried.
J'ai pleuré.
I remember my life 2-3 times. I think I cried openly like that. That was the second time.
Dans ma vie, j'ai pleuré 3 fois. C'était la deuxième fois que j'ai pleuré.
In the morning, I wiped my face.
Le matin, j'ai essuyé les larmes.
I called my pastor who was messy. Let's go.
Appelé mon pasteur, j'ai dit, allons-y.
I was very sober.
J'étais très sobre.
That afternoon, I saw Hagen Jr.
Et l'après-midi, j'ai vu Hagen Jr.
In the corridor.
Et je l'ai appelé.
I went up to him. I said, please excuse me.
Jesus, allez, j'ai dit, excuse-moi.
Can you give this to your father?
Est-ce que tu peux donner ça à ton père?
He said, I can.
Il a dit, oui, je peux.
And he took my honor.
Il a pris mon honneur.
If I am your father, where is my honor?
Si je suis père, où est mon honneur?
If I am your father, where is my honor?
Si je suis père, où est mon honneur?
Honor activates the anointing.
L'honneur active l'onction.
I thought that I would never see.
In
the evening, Hagen Jr., out of the thousands of people that were there,
au milieu de 1000 personnes qui étaient dans la nuit,
I don't know how he saw me.
Je ne sais pas comment il m'a vu.
Can you please come?
Il m'a dit, est-ce que tu peux venir?
To see my father.
Venir voir mon père.
Hey, hey. I said, how?
J'ai dit, hein?
There was a door on the stage, like how we have.
And il y avait une
people
porte.
People going through that door, but I didn't know those who go through the door.
Les
that
gens,
day, I was called. Come.
Ce jour-là, il m'a appelé. Il dit, viens.
Took me on the stage from Africa.
De Afrique, de l'Afrique.
I went through the door.
J'ai passé par la porte.
I walked through and I saw all the VIPs and the big American.
J'ai vu les grands
board members.
Les membres de conseil, grands américains.
The old man was sitting on a chair. Like
le vieux était assis sur la chaise.
And Hagen Jr. took me. He said, this is the man who
dit,
blessed you.
L'homme
no,
qui
sit
vous
down,
a
sit down, sit down.
Béni avec le
front. Old man with a big belly.
Il y avait un vieux avec un gros ventre.
Anointing.
L'onction.
Anointing.
L'onction.
Then he stretched out his big
soft palm.
Il a tendu sa paume.
Maybe tremble. That was even the day that something else was coming into my hand.
Peut-être ce jour quelque chose est tombé dans ma main.
Something else was coming into my hand.
Quelque chose est tombé dans ma main.
From today you can teach.
À partir d'aujourd'hui tu peux enseigner.
He stretched out his hand.
Il a étendu sa main comme ça.
Thank you.
Il dit merci.
God bless you.
Que Dieu te bénisse.
And I turned around. I wanted to stay, but there was no other reason to stay.
Je voulais rester, mais il n'y a pas de raison de rester.
It's enough.
C'est assez.
You are going to activate anointings in your life.
Tu vas activer des onctions dans ta vie.
You see, you are not honored. You have never honored anybody.
Tu vois, tu n'as jamais honoré quelqu'un.
You have never wasted money on anybody before.
Tu ne gaspilles pas ton argent sur quelqu'un.
Honor. Go and ask Mary and Martha. They would sit you down and teach you how to honor.
Faut aller demander Marthe et Marie. Ils vont te enseigner comment honorer quelqu'un.
Yeah. We need Mary and Martha to come and hold conventions. How to honor and how to get resurrection with exhumation power, resurrection power, and such miracle. Even the disciples couldn't get such things in their life.
Nous avons besoin de Marie et Marthe. Ils vont venir nous enseigner comment honorer pour avoir l'exhumation de corps.
Satan is against that event.
Satan,
I don't know why. That event is key.
C'est une clé.
Almost every time there is somebody that I have to honor, something bad seems to stop. It has happened to me 4 or 5 times.
Plus 4 ou 5 fois, chaque fois je dois honorer quelqu'un, quelque chose de mal arrive.
Fred Price. A man, I listen to his messages over and over.
Un homme, j'écoute encore et encore.
One day I heard he was coming to Ghana and they communicated with me that they were coming to us. And some people swept the whole thing round and I didn't even know where he was. But I had even prepared an offering. But the way the whole program went, it was so negative. I said, oh, I don't even want to be there. And the Holy Spirit said, it's happening again. It's happening again.
Ça va venir encore.
It's happening again.
Ça va venir encore.
And I said, I will meet him at the hotel.
J'ai appelé, j'ai dit, je vais le rencontrer à l'hôtel.
And I went there.
Je suis allé.
He said, I should sit down, we have lunch.
Et il m'a dit,
and I explained to him who he was to me.
Et je lui ai expliqué qui il était à moi.
Yes.
Oui.
He was amazed.
Yeah,
and I took my offering.
J'ai pris mon offrande.
This is a millionaire, a multi-millionaire who uses a Rolls
C'est
Royce.
Un multi-milliardaire.
What can I give him?
Qu'est-ce que je peux lui donner?
He has a jet he uses to go to church.
Il a un jet privé qu'il utilise pour aller à l'église.
What can I give him?
Qu'est-ce que je peux lui donner?
As I sat there at his table,
his
daughter did something and I saw something I believe which prolonged my life.
Sa fille a fait quelque chose, j'ai vu, quand j'ai vu, ça a changé, ça a prolongé ma vie.
Yes.
Oui.
I will not say what I
Je ne vais pas dire ce que j'ai vu.
Honor.
L'honneur.
The master key.
C'est la clé maîtresse.
To setting aflame the oil.
Pour mettre en flamme l'huile.
God on your life.
Dans ta vie.
Today we have probably the largest Bible school in the country.
Aujourd'hui nous avons l'école biblique plus grande dans le pays.
Yes. One of our pastors.
Un de nos pasteurs.
Where is Peter? Peter, if you are here, I don't know if you are around, Peter. He was in Nigeria.
Un de nos pasteurs était au Nigeria.
Yeah.
Oui.
He goes around all the pastors.
Il parcourt les pasteurs au Nigeria.
When Ida Hosa was going to die.
Quand Ida Hosa avant de mourir.
He was going to die 2 weeks time.
En 2 semaines avant de mourir.
He came to Ghana.
Il était venu au Ghana.
Yeah.
Oui.
And the Holy Spirit had ministered again to my heart.
Le Saint-Esprit
m'a dit, I don't know why.
Je ne sais pas pourquoi.
Honor him.
Honore-le.
And something happened again.
Quelque chose s'est passé encore.
During his preaching,
pendant qu'il prêchait,
he called me.
Il m'a appelé.
Virtually slapped me on my head.
Et il m'a tapé la tête.
In front of everybody.
Devant tout le monde.
Virtually threw me down.
Et il m'a presque même jeté par
and
terre.
The offering that I was going to give him was in my pocket as he has thrown me on the ground.
Et l'offrande était dans ma poche et il m'a jeté par terre.
And again I said, this man.
Une fois, j'ai dit,
I said in my heart that he doesn't like me.
J'ai dit dans mon cœur, il ne m'aime pas.
That's what I felt, that he doesn't there's something about me that he didn't like.
J'ai senti qu'il n'aime pas quelque chose de moi, quoi.
That's what I felt.
J'ai pensé comme ça.
But after again, the Holy Spirit minister said, no.
Le Saint-Esprit m'a dit non.
He had the largest, he used to say, all many 70% of all pastors in Africa are either his products or products of his products.
Il avait l'habitude de dire 70% de tous ministres d'Africa sont ses produits ou les produits de ses produits.
Yeah.
Oui.
Yeah.
Oui.
I sowed the seed.
J'ai semé une semence.
I sowed the seed.
J'ai semé une semence.
And today,
et aujourd'hui,
we are experiencing that thing which he had in Bible school, one of the most international Bible schools with thousands of students,
avec des milliers d'étudiants,
yes, passing through the school and becoming ministers.
Et ils viennent dans notre école pour devenir des ministres.
Yeah, some of them are here. They are all here.
Il y en a ici.
You just went to Nigeria. What testimonies did you have there? Tell the people.
Nigeria was amazing. The interest of the pastors for the Macarius, like this Macarius, was so amazing. And then also they talk about how the Bishop Dake
went to which states?
33 states out of 36 states in Nigeria. And the pastors were like one of the ministry that has blessed them, that Bishop Dagewon Mills is a man of God that is open to all and teaching how to do the work and not just telling a story or showing them the glory, but how to do the work, and they are really following in a serious way. The books were also moving in an amazing way. Thousands of pastors. Thousands of pastors, and they are following through Healing Jesus TV, you know, watching, and all their prayers is that they are waiting for the day that Bishop Dagewonmi will step into the city and cities, including the north. And then they say that Bishop Dagewonmi is the only pastor they can easily liken to late Archbishop Idahusa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did they say that?
They said late Archbishop Idahusa is a pastor who is open to everybody. It's like training pastors, not only his denomination, but impacting pastors worldwide. And the only pastor they can liken who is open, you know, who is impacting lives of other pastors is Bishop Dagewon Mills.
That's what they said to you?
Yes.
Wow.
Bishop, when they said that to me, I was like, probably they are trying to impress me. So I decided to go in. And these are senior ministers in the city. Every town, every city we go to all the fathers in the land. And that's one of our mission. And also go to all the pastors even down there, you know, in the villages, and all of them are saying the same thing, that one of the ministry that is impacting Africa and the world today is your ministry. And they liken it to Archbishop Idahusa.
That's a blessing.
Yes.
And before, 2 weeks before he died, he laid hands. Archbishop was there in my church.
Dans mon église.
He laid hands on me.
Il a imposé sa main sur moi.
Prayed.
Il a prié.
Which hands have been laid on you?
Qui a imposé sa main sur toi?
Which hands?
Quelles mains
have been laid on you?
Ont été imposées sur toi?
You who don't honor the anointing.
Toi qui n'honores pas l'onction.
Yes. You will never be honored.
Tu ne seras jamais honoré.
For somebody to even make such an analogy.
Même pour quelqu'un pour faire cette analogie.
It's even surprising. I don't know where such an analogy comes from.
Ça m'étonne. Je ne sais pas d'où vient cette analogie.
Because of the anointing that will be on your life, you see, people will start making certain comparisons. Say, you are like this, or they notice this about you.
À cause de l'onction qui sera sur sa vie, les gens vont faire comparaison.
Receive,
recevez.
Everybody stand up and take your oil and put it on your hand.
Tout le monde, levez-vous, prends ton huile et mets ça dans ta main.
If you don't have, ask somebody, just a drop.
Si tu n'as pas huile, demande à quelqu'un de mettre seulement un peu dans ta paume. L'onction, l'huile d'onction.
If you don't believe in it, please don't do it.
Si tu ne crois pas en cela, ne le fais pas.
Don't waste your time.
Ne gaspille pas ton temps.
Isaiah 45, put it on the screen, please.
Esaïe 45.
Lay your hands on your head. Father,
Père,
thus says the Lord to his anointed.
Ainsi dit l'Éternel à son oint.
May the Lord anoint you and may you be called the Lord's anointed.
Que l'Éternel te oint, que tu sois appelé loin de l'Éternel.
May you be filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Que vous soyez rempli de l'onction du Saint-Esprit.
May you become a living wonder of the anointing.
Que tu sois un merveille vivant de l'onction.
May you be transformed into another man.
Que tu sois transformé dans un autre homme.
May the nations gather at your feet to listen to you preach.
Que les gens s'assemblent pour t'écouter.
May the sick be healed because of the anointing on your life.
Que les maladies soient guéries à cause de l'onction sur ta vie.
You are declared a builder of 1,000 churches.
Je déclare, tu vas construire 1,000 églises.
Not by might.
Pas par la puissance.
Not by power.
Ni la force.
But by my spirit, says the Lord.
Mais par mon esprit, dit l'Éternel.
Whatever you couldn't do before this
tout
program.
Tout ce que tu ne pouvais pas faire.
When you go back to your country.
Quand tu rentres dans ton pays.
Whatever resisted you before this time.
Tout ce que t'as résisté avant aujourd'hui.
I declare the gates of iron are open before you.
Je déclare les portes de fer sont ouvertes devant toi.
Whatever block you.
Tout ce qui t'a bloqué.
By the anointing of Cyrus.
Par l'onction de Cyrus.
I declare the doors are open to you now.
Je déclare les portes sont ouvertes.
And now.
Et maintenant.
May the treasures of darkness.
Que les trésors du ténèbre.
Be delivered into your hands.
Soit
délivré
dans ta main au nom de Jésus-Christ.
May the secret riches of hidden places.
Les richesses secrètes des places cachées.
Be delivered into your bosom because of the anointing.
Soit délivré dans ton ventre à cause de l'onction.
You will never be called a dry tree from this time.
Tu ne seras plus appelé un arbre sec.
Your long-awaited breakthrough begins from today in the name of Jesus.
Ton onction de percée commence à partir d'aujourd'hui.
Whatever has kept you back in the work of God.
Tout ce qui t'a retiré dans l'œuvre de Dieu.
Whatever has blocked you.
Tout ce qui t'a bloqué.
Whatever has opposed you.
Tout ce qui s'est opposé à toi.
I declare it is broken today in the name of Jesus.
Je déclare, c'est brisé au nom de Jésus.
You are released to prosper.
Tu es libéré pour prospérer.
You are released to flourish.
Sois libéré pour fleurir.
And you are released to multiply.
Tu es libéré pour se multiplier.
Not by might.
Pas par la puissance.
Not by power.
Non par la force.
But by my spirit, says the Lord.
Par mon esprit. Ainsi dit l'Éternel.
And now,
et maintenant,
you shall be called a green olive tree.
Tu seras appelé un arbre vert olive.
You shall be a producer of anointing.
Tu vas produire l'onction.
A producer of oil.
Un producteur de l'huile.
A producer of grace.
Producteur de l'huile.
A producer of power.
Producteur de puissance.
Receive the oil.
Recevez l'huile.
I see,
je vois
a tree.
Un arbre.
It's not an ordinary tree.
Ce n'est pas un arbre ordinaire.
It is a green olive tree.
C'est un arbre olive.
God is showing me that green olive trees are going away from this conference now.
Dieu dit les arbres sont en train de partir d'ici.
I declare you to be a green olive tree.
Je déclare tu es un arbre olive vert.
Anointing begins to flow out of you.
L'onction va commencer à couler de toi.
Out of you.
De toi.
Out of you.
Tout le monde.
Out of you.
Tout le monde ici.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Lift your hand and thank God for a new anointing upon
you. Élevez les mains et remerciez Dieu pour une nouvelle
onction. Thank God and pray for a moment.
Commence à prier.
Yes. Thank you.
Merci.
Thank you.
Merci, Seigneur.
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 Your hands must be up high. Say thank you, Jesus.
Dis merci, Jésus.
It's not by might.
Ce n'est pas par la force.
It's not by power.
Ce n'est pas par la puissance.
It's by my spirit.
C'est par l'esprit.
God's spirit is on you.
L'esprit de Dieu est sur
toi. You do great works.
Tu es un.
For his glory.
Sa flow.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci.
Oh, yes.
Oh, oui.
Oh, yes.
Oh, oui.
Oh, yes.
Oh oui.
Thank God.
Remercie Dieu.
When you get to the River Jordan.
Quand tu arrives au rivière
Jordan. When you get to the River Jordan.
Quand tu arrives au fleuve Jourdain.
Just as it opened for Elijah.
Comme ça ouvert pour Élie.
It opened for Elisha.
Ça va s'ouvrir pour Élisée.
Father,
Père,
I thank you that
je te remercie parce que
whatever bowed to Elijah,
tout ce qui a fléchi pour Élie,
will now respond to Elijah.
Ça va répondre à Élisée.
The anointing that you are going away from this
place avec laquelle tu vas partir à la maison
will be respected when you get to where you came from.
Ça sera respecté quand tu arrives chez toi.
You will say, where is the God of my father?
Tu vas dire, où est le Dieu de mon père?
And the God of your father will appear.
Et le Dieu de ton père va apparaître.
And do mighty works.
Il va faire des grands œuvres.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Recevez-le au nom de Jésus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap and a shout.
Acclamez le Seigneur. Criez l'Éternel.
You may be seated. Please, every chapel, everywhere.
Toutes les chapelles, partout.
What a blessing.
Quelle bénédiction.
How many know that God has blessed you in this?
Combien croient que Dieu nous a bénis dans cette?
How many can say that God is showing you the master key to activate?
Combien croient que Dieu nous a montré la clé maîtresse pour activer?
Big, big anointing.
De grandes onctions.
Ah, I sense it.
Je le ressens.
The key.
La clé.
Clé de honneur. Fantastic.
says the Lord to his anointed.
Ainsi dit l'Éternel à son oint.
Thus says the Lord to his anointed.
Ainsi dit l'Éternel à son oint.
When you go home,
quand tu vas partir chez toi,
make sure you get the podcast.
Il faut avoir le podcast.
Make sure you listen.
Il faut écouter.
It's real.
C'est réel.
It will happen practically.
Ça va se réaliser pratiquement.
The prophecies you believe.
La prophétie dans laquelle tu crois.
That's the one that's going to happen.
C'est ça qui va se réaliser.
The oil that is on your head is a sign of something new on your head.
L'huile sur ta tête, c'est un signe de quelque chose de nouveau dans ta vie.
Hallelujah. Father,
Père,
thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit.
Merci pour la grande Saint-Esprit.
Lord,
Père,
thank you that there is nothing that anybody can do.
Merci qu'il n'y a rien que personne peut faire.
That is great.
Qui est grand.
It's only what the Holy Spirit does.
C'est seul ce que le Saint-Esprit fait.
That is beautiful.
Qui est belle.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit.
Sois la bienvenue, Saint-Esprit.
Into our lives.
Dans nos vies.
Oh, yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
Thanks.
Merci.
Thanks.
Merci.
Thanks.
Merci.
For your power.
Pour ta puissance.
Your presence.
Ta présence.
Shall go with us.
Va aller avec nous.
Thank you.
Merci.
Jesus name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Whatever shame,
toute sorte de honte,
was in your ministry,
qui était dans ton ministère,
you are receiving double for your shame.
Tu reçois double pour la honte.
Whatever mock you,
toute moquerie,
can never mock you again.
Il ne peut plus te moquer. Toutes sortes de mépris.
Can never despise.
Ils ne peuvent plus te mépriser.
Let it be so in your life.
Que ce soit ainsi dans ta vie.
Amen.
Amen.
Sit down, please.
Say it.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.darkwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.